Governor Walker has already been proposing money in his state budget to redo Milwaukee's Hone Bridge. Now he's agreed to wrap $16 million into the Hone project to move freeway ramps at the north end of the bridge. That'll help Milwaukee and Milwaukee County with a street plan to better connect downtown Milwaukee and its arts district to lakefront parks and museums, and free up some land for a developer that wants to put in a 44-story building. Republican Walker says there were no political problems working with mainly Democrats in Milwaukee.
I think in many ways it's real easy because this isn't a Republican or Democrat issue. This is just about development. It's about opening up one of our greatest assets, not only in the city, but in the entire state.
Walker says his team mainly worked with Milwaukee's development director, who the governor knew when Walker was Milwaukee County Executive. Milwaukee Mayor Tom Barrett says the city, county, and state found common ground.
And the result of that is very positive. So I'd like to see more opportunities for the state, the county, and the city work together, because when we're working together, then we can move things forward. And that's, I think, what everybody wants to see happen.
The deal announced today is not free of potential controversy. Land conservationists contend the high-rise project violates the state's public trust doctrine, limiting private development near waterways like Lake Michigan. And though Barrett denies there will be a problem, all the lakefront road construction in the next few years could affect people who attend Summerfest and other lakefront festivals. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.